From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and an annex building in Washington and another in New York City, the State Department announced today. This comes in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. Last month, Moscow ordered the U.S. to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half after Congress approved new sanctions against Russia. Quote, "We believe this action it was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between our countries," State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement. The State Department has set September 2nd as the deadline for shuttering the buildings. Explosions are being reported at a Houston-area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle reports two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant in Crosby, Texas. That's near Houston. A spokeswoman for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power amid Harvey flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as temperatures rise. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston, with countless others waiting help. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner applauded the federal assistance while urging others to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
The damage from the hurricane is expected to amount into the tens of billions. This is VOA. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said in the tweet, is not the answer. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yung Lee said Mr. Trump may have a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
However, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, said the international community is not done yet with diplomacy. Meanwhile, Japan says it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol insists his government has a right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or pressure on the North.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged that there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan, while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon said it has about 11,000 troops in the South Asian nation. Meanwhile, the actual numbers of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain unclear. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over the Islamic State group in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. Quote, "Our happiness is complete. Victory has arrived, and the province of Nineveh is now entirely in the hands of our forces," Prime Minister Haider al-Abdi said in a statement. The U.S.-led coalition congratulated Iraqi forces, but warned that dangerous work remains to remove explosive devices and find any IS fighters in hiding. Tal Afar was one of the last Iraqi areas that was held by the IS group following the July liberation of Mosul. And U.S. government regulators have approved the first treatment that genetically engineers a patient's own immune system to fight leukemia. It's touted as the first cell therapy approved anywhere in the world. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.